listening to the Rainmaking Podcast. Hosted by high-stakes headhunter, author, and professional speaker, Scott Love.
You're listening to the Rainmaking Podcast, and my name is Scott Love, your host. Thank you for joining me on this episode. This is an exciting episode. Our topic title today is Common Traits, Actions, and Strategies of Rainmakers. And our guest is Rudhir Krishtel. Now, I am a huge fan of Rudhir. He's been a guest on our show once before. I even ran into him at a conference a few weeks ago, and he's one of my favorite people that I follow on social media. Even if you're not in the legal industry, this program is going to be very valuable and helpful for you if you're in the business of rainmaking. Now, Rudhir is an executive coach and facilitator that works specifically with lawyers and the legal community. I think you're going to get some great ideas out of my conversation with Rudhir. This is one of those episodes I'd recommend that you bookmark, share it with your friends, listen to it over and over again. There's some really great ideas in here that I think are going to help you. Also, if you're part of an association, I'm doing a little bit more speaking. I was booked to speak at the National Association of Personnel Services later this year. I'm speaking at Top Echelon. 2 weeks ago, I spoke at TempNet, also spoke at the American Pyrotechnics Association meeting earlier this year. I don't want to do more than 10 to 20 speaking engagements a year because my core focus really is doing partner placements for law firms. But if you're involved in a trade association looking for a keynote speaker, reach out to me. I'll send you my demo video testimonials and topic titles. Anyways, enough of that commercial. As always, this podcast is sponsored by Leopard Solutions, Legal Intelligence suite of products, Firmscape, and Leopard BI. Push ahead of the pack with the power of Leopard. And now here is a conversation with my friend, Rudhir Krishtel. Thanks for listening. Hey, this is Scott Love with the Rainmaking Podcast. Our special guest today is someone we've had on before, Rudhir Krishtel. And today we're talking about common traits and actions of top performing rainmakers. Rudhir, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Scott, for having me. It's great to be back.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, I know people that you've mentored and coached. In fact, one of them referred you to me long ago. I like the fact that you've created, that you've really helped birth over 50 millionaires with people that you've worked with closely one-on-one, that you've had people go from 250K book to $5 million book, from a 500K book to $20 million book in 20 months. I mean, those stories are just absolutely amazing. So you've got the credentials and the quality. And let me ask you this, if there was one thing that all those people did compared to people that didn't do that, that you may have known, what do you think that one thing is?
Clarity and consistency.
Oh, wow.
They were very clear about their goals and they were very consistent in their approach to meeting it.
So let me ask you this. Let's kind of start with those two things. Clear about their goals and consistent in their approach. How do you think they were able to identify what goals they wanted? Did they ever vacillate on what they wanted? What were some of the things that were on their mind when they started working with you about their goals?
Yes, Scott. And again, I just want to, I want to say thanks for having me here. Yeah. I really appreciate you inviting me to this. I just really appreciate folks that are listening in. Quick way of background. I practiced law for 15 years. I was a partner at a law firm, and then I was in-house counsel at Apple. And I now coach hundreds, if not thousands of people on business growth across a range of verticals and a range of business verticals. Any high-performing service professional is really who I'm interested in helping support their practice. People that are expert in their craft and in their trade and are now ready to take their business to the next level. That is exactly where we sit and where we focus. And when people come to me and where they start, that is our conversation, is getting them clear on where they want to go. Yeah. And oftentimes people don't have that clarity when we start working together. They're very unclear. They may have a sense. And really what they want is success. What they're looking for is taking their career to the next level. But how they then frame those goals and how they get clarity, that's really where we help. That's where we offer, I feel like, a lot of support on the front end, is really getting them crystal clear on where we want to go. And to me, it's an Apple Maps or a Google Maps approach. We want to get clear on the destination, and then the steps on how to get there will unfold. And there will be many paths. You might have many routes, but the most important thing is being clear on the destination. And I think a lot of service professionals are clear on next steps and they just want to elevate from where they are. But I'm getting people very clear on where you see yourself 5 years or 10 years from now. a business mindset, a business owner mindset. Because once you have that clarity on 5 or 10 years, you build your North Star, you get very clear inside, and then we come up with the steps that move you towards it.
That's great. So let's say you're working with someone, they got really clear on what they want. Now we're looking at the Google map, so to speak. And you mentioned there's different ways to get there. What do you think are some of the common paths or common ways people really start building their practice?
Well, before we get to the steps, in terms of the clarity on where they want to go, I really want to know what their business size is. I really want to know what would be ideal. And it's hard for people to come up with that number because some people aren't actually, you know, some people are in it for the money. Some people aren't. You know, some people are in it for the type of client. Some people are in it for the team that they want. Some people sort of have a vision for their business. And so we want to take time early on, just getting very crystal on where we're going. What is that business size? What is that ideal revenue? You know, I call them aims, powerful numbers. What are your aims? What is your annual revenue goal, you know, 5 or 10 years from now? What is your income? I is for income. What does that mean for you personally? You know, the third piece that I think about is sort of, what are the types of matters that you're working on? And what do the numbers associate with the matters or the types of clients that you're working on? And then S is, what's your support look like? And so we want to get people clear on the numbers. We want them to know what is it that they're aiming for. And then the steps start to unfold. But the size of their business, the personal income that they want, the types of matters and the types of clients that they want, because some folks might be working on a particular type of client now, but they see themselves in a different light down the road. And so right. We want to get really clear on what that level up looks like. And then nothing of significance happens alone. It's not just going to be themselves on an island 5, 10 years from now. So what's that support look like? What's the team look like? And so we want to get clear on your aims. We want to get very clear on where you're going. And then we can talk a little bit about, well, what are the things that I need to do to get there?
Yeah. Okay, great. So what do you think are some of the common pitfalls people should avoid when they're trying to get clarity on what they want to accomplish?
Some folks feel like they want to attack everything. And so I think generalists, or being a generalist, when you're an expert in your practice or in your trade, you feel like you could solve everyone's problems. Mm-hmm. But when I want clarity, I want real specifics. I want, who's the type of client? You know, what industry are they in? What level are they at in their growth? You know, is your client medium to small size businesses? Is it multi-billion dollar or trillion dollar organizations? What's their market cap? What industry are they in? I want people to get really specific. I often work, obviously, because of my background, with a lot of lawyers, but we work with all sorts of professionals. But let's take lawyers as an example. You know, some folks feel like they want to be a generalist because they don't want to turn anyone away.
Right.
I think plan clarity, you want to get real specific on who your ideal client is and who you really want to work for, and then build your plan around that. Because if we don't get very specific, if you think you want everybody, you'll end up with everybody. You'll end up with people that don't pay your bills. You'll end up with people that, you know, cause tension or in areas that you don't want to work in. And so I want people to get very clear first about what they want and have some comfort that if they get clear there, they actually won't be sacrificing anything. That clarity goes a really long way then in developing your plan and how you market to get to that goal.
I can see how people are afraid they're going to lose out on things. And I mean, I've talked to people that they're just not where they want to be, but they're not niched enough. So you talked about plan clarity. As they're kind of conceptualizing their ideal client, what are the variables they should consider when really creating that avatar or client? What are the things that you've found work for most of the people you work with?
I love that. You know, what's their expertise and who are they able to help the most? They do something really well. Who needs their help? Think about the geography of your clientele. You might not want to travel much. You might love going to Asia. You might love traveling to the Bay Area. You might love tech. Whatever. Who's your client? Who's your ideal client? You know, what's the technology or what's the work? Or what's the industry that they're in that would light you up every day? You know, when you go to work, you'd love to work with that type of person.
Yeah.
What's their nature? What are the challenges they face? And again, what do you love? And so we want to think about what you're capable of doing and who you're able to support. But you also want to think about the work that you enjoy. And some folks will say, well, I enjoy everything. And then I'll really push back and I'll say, well, you know, not everyone's going to pay your bills, or not everyone's, you know, batting at the level of problems that you want to solve and face. And so I want you to really think, you know, is their market cap above or below a certain amount? There's something really specific about this client. And you got to sort of almost picture, if there were 10 people who I'd love to work with, who are those 10 people and what do they have in common? Yeah. And that's what I want people to have sort of clarity around. I usually pick one or two or three very clear client avatars, as you mentioned, and now we're able to build something around that. But let's get very specific on the industry, the type of work that they're doing, the specific challenges they have that you solve or that you want to solve. Because as soon as you don't have that clarity, what are they going to hand you? They're going to hand you the problems that you don't want to solve. And so we want to get very specific early on about what that goal is and who that ideal client is.
That's great. When you think they go through this, they've identified or conceptualized their ideal client, all the variables that you mentioned, and they start walking forward and they start winning some success. Do you think this reduces stress in their lives?
1,000%.
Yeah.
We have a group coaching class and we just got through that phase right now where people are very clear on where they're going. And I've recently heard that relief. It's so nice to be clear. You know, I didn't know, I was just sort of, see, we're talking about everybody that's listening is a busy, busy professional. It's a very busy person. And when you spend that 30 minutes, hour, 2 hours, 3 hours a week on business development or five, what you want is clarity. Yeah. If you feel like you have to do everything, then it's fatiguing. But if you feel like it's very simple, oh, here's the people I want to talk to, here's the people I need to be meeting with, it becomes very clear the type of conference you go to or the article that you're writing. See, if you're very specific about the client that you want or the people that you want to work with, marketing becomes that much easier because now you're thinking about the article that you need to write that would be meaningful to that audience. And you don't actually have to please everybody. Now you're only trying to please a specific person. It's very powerful. It's also very relieving.
Yeah, absolutely right. So going back, you talked about getting clarity and then also being consistent. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so you have powerful numbers, as we talked about, and then you have powerful steps. Mm-hmm. And the powerful steps, consistent steps in behavior, simple steps are going to get you where you want to go. You know, the marketing is the lead indicator. The business is the lag indicator. And so where you market, who you market to, and how you do that, the thought process that you put into that and the clarity that you get is going to ultimately lead to that business 2-3 years from now. It's consistency that's going to get you there. When I started my business, I talked to an accountant. I have a family member who's an accountant. I was very nervous about starting my business. And I said, hey, you know, how is this going to happen? He said, look, you stick with this for 3 years, it's going to work out.
Yeah, that's great.
And I said, well, how do you know that? And he said, that's what happens with businesses. There's 1,000 off-ramps to success, and many people are willing to take them. And one of the off-ramps is just doing my current work instead of growing my business, right? People get tied back into their day-to-day and their client service, and they don't focus on their business growth. And so there's so many off-ramps, including your own work that's in front of you. But if you consistently stick with this over time and you have a clear plan, then we will get there over 3 years. And now I've seen it time and time again, that as soon as we set these goals, I tell people, be really careful because we'll be accomplishing these in 3 years. And they'll call me 3 years later and they'll say, you know, we got here. My business went from 250K to 6 million. I now have a team of people supporting me. I'm in management now. And I couldn't have even imagined these things when we started. And so this is the type of thing when we have that clarity early on, it creates the relief, but then the consistency in the steps and that we're clear on those steps will ultimately get you there 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now.
That's great. So let me kind of pull the curtain back then on the work that you do with your clients. What do you do to keep people to stay on task, not to take that off ramp that can distract them? What do you do?
We start with a clear playbook. And I just remind them that this is a playbook that's going to evolve over time. And I help people stay consistent to that plan. And so it reminds me of a football season. You know, there's a preseason, you know, there's spring training and preseason where you're coming up with your playbook. And in preseason or in the first few games, you know, a 16 game season, as an example, you have this amazing playbook. You start the first 4 games. And let's say you're a 1-3 team or a 2-2 team. Well, we're going to have to update that playbook. But if you're a 4-0 team and things are going well, well, now we keep it going. Yeah. And so the thing that we do is first give them plan clarity, and then we hold them accountable to it. And when they are consistent with it, we start to see, is this the right plan or the wrong plan? By game 5, are we throwing out the playbook? You know, are we moving to something different? We want folks, you know, moving into the playoffs. We want people to win that big ticket and that big game. And who knows wherever they're starting, but all we're trying to do is level them up from the prior year. And so you could come in as a, you know, a 2-14 team or a 7-9 team, but we want a playbook that's going to level you up so that every year you're growing your business and taking it to the next level.
Yeah, that's great.
Holding people accountable to that so that we are constantly, consistently moving towards that North Star.
So let me ask you this. Tell me a story of someone that you've worked with, and you don't have to mention their name, of course, but what were the problems and challenges they had when they came to you? What did you advise them on? How did you coach them? And what was the success that they achieved?
I'll start with one of the earlier clients that I worked with, who I've been working now with for about 5 years. And it was amazing when they came to me. They were working, you know, they were a service partner, you know, somebody that is an expert in their practice and able to lead and manage any case. And yet they're working for another rainmaker. And so they have someone else that's been bringing in the business. And so, you know, this particular client may have had around, you know, 250, let's say, originations. And so they had their own business, but it wasn't the type of significant business that's able to support themselves and others. And so that's where we start, is that you're a service partner, really good at your craft, but not necessarily having the relationships that you need and the business that you want.
Yeah. So what advice would you give to that person that might be in somebody else's shadow, their service partner? What do they need to do to really build that book of business?
And so this person, you know, that I'm thinking about had relationships already. They just weren't actually building business relationships and making the asks that they needed. Making an ask is a powerful tool, knowing what to do and how to do it. You know, I talked to another client recently and I said, how many people do you know in the position of giving work? And he said, 50. And I said, well, how many of them really trust you? And he said about, you know, 20, 25 trust me. And I said, how many of you asked for business? And he said, 0.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what if we asked all 50 of them, would that make a difference in your business this year? And I asked him and the, you know, 20 other people that I was coaching at the time. And I said, you know, let me know, would his business grow if he made 50 asks? And everybody said 100% it would grow. It would grow 100%. And so with this particular attorney, we came up with the plan. We had a clarity on where they wanted to be. And so many years ago, they said, I want to be at 4 million in 5 years. I want to have 4 million in business. And that would mean X amount in personal income. And I said, okay, great. We went around, we got very clear on two aspects of their practice, one-to-one and one-to-many. Who are the personal relationships that they need to grow and how are we going to evolve that? And what is the type of exposure that you need? What is the bigger picture exposure, whether you're speaking more places or writing more so that many, you know, doing more social media so that more people find out about you? And we got very consistent with that plan. And ultimately what has to happen is a little bit, maybe even a tussle with that senior partner, because you're starting to grow your relationships and you're prioritizing your relationships sometimes even over theirs. And so that tango, you know, your plan clarity, you moving forward on your relationships, you being clear about the places where you want to be sharing your message and providing your service on a broader network, and then ultimately stepping out of the shadow is what got that person to where they are today.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, 4 years later, 5 years later, you know, their originations are at near 8 million.
Wow.
They've moved into a position of, a management role. They have amazing direct client relationships and they have a team of people supporting them. And so an entire swing in sort of life in nature, and obviously their income has gone up. And so much has changed for them just by really prioritizing these relationships and coming up with a meaningful plan and staying consistent with it over years.
Yeah. So this doesn't sound like it's rocket science or brain surgery, right?
It shouldn't be. Many people have built a business before you. This is not rocket science. Exactly right. The hard part is prioritizing, you know, they say working on the business instead of in the business.
Yeah, right.
What most people are doing are still thinking of themselves as an employee. They're still thinking of themselves as a W-2. And the hard part is cutting the cord with that and really going out of your own and taking those risks, building those meaningful relationships and nurturing them so they grow to where you want them to go.
So do you think then that sometimes people, they've taken your advice, they've built their practice, and they still might be in somebody else's shadow? And essentially, do you think it's possible for somebody to outgrow the law firm that they're with?
Most people that I work with are not in anyone's shadow anymore.
Yeah.
And so that's not the case. I think when you create your own, you know, plant yourself in a bigger pot, put yourself in a unique situation. After I work with people for a series of years, that isn't the case anymore. They've actually, you know, created a bit more of an ecosystem around them rather than being a part of something else. You know, some people are in hybrid situations because that's what they ultimately wanted.
Right.
They wanted to be in support of the firm's current clients and also create their own practice. And so again, with goal clarity, people tend to end up what they set their mind to. And typically what people want is, you know, their own ecosystem, a little bit more control, and the client relationships that allow them to do the work at the level they wanted to do it.
That's great. That's great, Rudhir. So let me ask you this then, if we could kind of summarize this with three action steps people can take to get started implementing these ideas, what would be three steps you'd recommend somebody follow?
First, get a clear understanding of who your contacts are now, right? You want to know who are the relationships you have, who are the people that you know, and who are the people that you'll need to know to get to where you want to go. And so you have to have a clarity on who's in your network right now. Mm-hmm. Second, we want that clear goal. And so set those clear numbers. What revenue do I want? You know, what personal income do I want? What are the meaningful clients that I want? What are the types of matters or meaningful clients that I want? Who are they? And then ultimately, what's the support that I'll need to get there? What will this look like in a few years? And so I want first the clear list of contacts. Second, I want the clear numbers or clear goals. And then ultimately, I want clear steps. Yep. I want clear steps on where I'm trying to go. And that means, how am I building personal relationships, and how am I increasing in my exposure so that more people know about me so that I can ultimately generate the business that I want?
That's great. And then they're on their way to becoming a rainmaker.
That's exactly right. That's why we're here, the Rainmaker Podcast.
That's right.
We're here to make sure that people grow, they have the business they want, and ultimately they have that freedom that gives them, you know, that energy that they really have been working so many years for, and they certainly deserve.
Absolutely right. And so, Rudhir, then tell us about the offerings, the services that you have, that you provide, that you'd like our listeners to know about. And we'll certainly put your links on the show notes.
Two things. We service organizations and we service individuals. And with organizations, we come in and host workshops for large teams of people on how they grow their business. And so we work with a series of organizations where we come in regularly to talk about the various tools that people can implement to grow their practice as a collective. And then we work with individuals. We have an amazing group coaching program. We call it the BD Circle. You can check it out on our website at chrishtel.com. And the BD Circle is a 6-month program where we level people up in their practice. We put them on a path, and we put them on a path to growth. And it's an amazing program with a community of people who are all interested in growing their practice. And so now you put yourself in the locker room of the all-stars. That's what you want to be. You don't want to be playing with everybody. You want to be playing with the people that want to grow their business collectively. And it's just a powerful community, a powerful room. We offer an amazing set of tools to help people build their practice.
That's fantastic, Rudhir. Thank you for being on the show and sharing that. And for everybody listening, like I mentioned, we'll put Rudhir's contact info and all of his links on the show notes. So wherever you listen to the podcast, go there and you'll be able to connect with him today. Rudhir, thanks for being on the show. And I'd love to have you back on in the future and continue our conversation.
Scott, it's always fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Rainmaking Podcast. For more information about our recruiting services for international law firms, visit our website at attorneysearchgroup.com. To inquire about having Scott speak at your next convention, conference, sales meeting, or executive retreat, visit therainmakingpodcast.com.